Queen Street from King Street East to Ontario Street is closed for a crane lift at 18 Queen Street, so plan for detours if you're headed through the downtown core. Weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close for the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Ongoing throughout the day, expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speed limits. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen from Johnson to William and on Barrie at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at your weather for today. We're starting the day with a mix of sun and cloud, but skies will become cloudy this afternoon. Winds stay light up to 15 kilometers per hour. The high today is plus 5, but it feels cooler early with the wind chill being minus 7 this morning. The UV index is 4 or moderate. Later on tonight, we'll be cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers and a low around 0. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Jeff and Simone coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
At the edge of the universe, 400 men and women are probing the immeasurable blackness of space. Their leaders are an Earthman with no fear and a stranger with no heart. Travel beyond our time and solar system, into new galaxies, into worlds beyond your dreams. Star Trek, every week, in color, on the NBC television network.
right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Are you on that mic?
I'm on this mic. Are you on
that
mic?
You're on that mic.
But I'm on this mic.
You're on that mic.
But are you on this mic?
Who's on first?
Oh, my goodness. You pulled out who's on first reference.
My name's
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
Still Vinny. And we're here. Yeah. We're back. It's Wednesday, March 25th. We are live in CFRC headquarters. Kicking it old school, as always.
It's a great day. It's so nice out there.
It is. I think spring is sprunging.
You think?
Yeah.
Is it happening?
No, it's still cold.
You know what? If it hasn't sprung yet, then in the next 2 hours, it's going to, because we are going to bang out hard today.
We're going to thaw out this great country of ours.
Yeah, we're going to shake it out.
We got a sledgehammer of rock, and we're going to wail on some ice.
At least we're not in Alberta. I think it's really cold out there.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah, it's like minus 11 when I looked. No.
They can have it.
And I think the rest of the country could use a little bit of warmth. And I think you've got the playlist today to give it to us.
That's what we're here for. You got us for the next 2 hours. We just heard a classic from the Bobby Lees with Death Train. And it's going to be a whole lot of good stuff. It's a mixed bag show today. So we're playing a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And also our regular amount of nonsense. We've got Superfan Bonnie's birthday today. We got a
Superfan Bonnie. Happy birthday, Bonnie.
Happy birthday.
And we're going to be talking sports, hopefully.
Sports. No, I don't want to talk about sports. Leafs still suck.
Oh, good. But Ottawa, though.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
Okay, we will not talk about sports. We got some movie reviews. I got to talk about Ryan Gosling and how hunky he is in space.
I thought that's what all we were doing today. That's the only reason I'm here.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a good enough reason. Simone is going to give us a video game review later.
I guess I am.
We put a controller in your hands.
You did.
And things happened.
Okay.
We'll talk about that a little later. We've got some community events coming up. We've got Ailapalooza going on tomorrow night, so we'll chit-chat about that. And... I don't know. Any final words?
Nothing. I'm done with you. Give me some music. Let's go.
Alrighty. We got an oldie but a goodie from, what's that band called?
The Busker.
La Busker.
With Dance, Our Own Party, right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Summer, please. It's the theme.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Yeah.
Say it again, Simone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Amazing. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to CFRC.
You know, in all of the years that I ever did this show, I never got to come on and say, hey, hey, hey.
Really? She forces
I'm
it.
I'm leaving.
Okay, let's try it again. Let's try it again. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's pretty good.
Hey,
it's pretty,
hey.
You know what? You could be our second string hey, hey, hey guy.
Third
string. Cool. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
Still Vinny. Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. That was Rempel and the Rousers out of sunny Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That was their song, All You Got. Not too bad.
Is that all you got, though, Jeff?
Oh, no.
I think you got a lot more.
We got a lot more. Before Rempel and the Rousers, we had a classic from The Muffs with On and On. We had Screeching Weasel with Got a Girlfriend.
Screeching Weasel.
Love that
that's
name.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
We also had Screaming Females with Morning Dove and The Busker with Dance. Our own party.
Screaming and screeching in the same set. Wow.
It was a pretty good Wednesday. We missed it last week, so we're making up for lost time.
For lost time, lost tunes, baby.
Yeah, you got it. So normally this segment, we like to talk about what's going on in our lives. And since we got a 2-week hiatus, presumably lots.
Maybe.
Not for me.
Nah, I'm pretty boring. I got tattooed yesterday, actually.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I got tattooed yesterday. So.
Nice. What'd you get?
I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh. Wow.
So
wow.
Section one. So it's right now I got three kids representing my kids, skating, with hockey sticks up a river in the woods. I'm a big outdoors person. And, Cam Roach at Dark Tides here in Kingston, is doing the work. And,
is that the one up by the Hoagie House?
That is over by on Wellington.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
Right across from the, what do you call it there? The big gym there.
Big gym.
Good Life.
Oh,
Good
yeah, Life. Of course. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's what I did. I did that. I sat there for like 8.5 hours yesterday.
My goodness.
And then, other than that, work is work.
Work is life.
The Leafs still suck.
Yep.
And we don't have to hear Al on air talk about how good the Montreal Canadiens have been playing. So,
Al's busy these days with his new bow.
But yeah, we love him anyway.
We have a new segment called We Talk About Al's Love Life on the air while he's at
Loving
work.
With Al.
That's right, yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Superfan Bonnie.
It's a birthday.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
Yeah,
we love you.
We got happy some good birthday. Tunes later for Bonnie. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We got, other than that, I mean, we'll talk more later about, the movie in particular. I know you've been to the movies to see the big one about a robot and a man or an alien and a man or something like that.
Exactly. You nailed it.
I think I. So
review over.
Yeah, that's it. That's the rest of the show.
Simone, what's up with you?
Yeah,
what's
going on?
I played some video games. We can talk about that.
Simone, a grown woman.
You have one of those
woman.
Screeching breaks sound bits we can add.
Record stop. Yeah.
Wait a second. You play video games. Tell. You don't have to give us the review yet.
Okay.
But and I don't even want to know the game.
Okay.
But I want to know what was going through your mind approximately halfway through whatever game it was you were playing.
I was like, is this really happening right now? Pretty much.
Simone was the first grown woman to step foot in the nerd cave in a long time.
Yeah.
It was last Thursday before we went. I brought you over to my place to kill some time before we went to go see Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? So we always talk about video games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's plunk a controller in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
I also... I also found that there is a on Amazon Prime Fire Stick, I think.
Yep.
I don't know all the details. I'm not hip with the kids these days, but you can play video games with the Prime subscription right with your phone as the controller.
I've seen
through the Fire Stick, and we were playing goat simulator or something like that. You're just running around causing chaos as a goat.
Goat simulator is awesome.
Wow.
But,
that I've never heard of.
Next time.
So that's
opening
that's
my
also
eyes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's also something I've done over the last few years. I've figured out that you can play video games on your TV through your Amazon Fire Stick.
Unescapable nerd culture. We got you on Untitled Goose Game. Simone played a little bit of Untitled Goose Game. rocking around as a little goose. You learn how to honk and flap your wings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, very sweet, very quaint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silk Song, that 2D platforming one where you played as like the spider warrior. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? You got pretty good at that.
Yeah, it was not bad, I guess.
You got the hang of it.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah?
I really
Who
do.
Who wants to be a spider?
A little Spider-Man? A little spider person?
No.
But it looks like a rabbit of some sort.
It's got like big ears. And,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't understand why you kept saying spider.
Because
it doesn't look like a spider to me.
I don't know.
It's like a little rabbit.
Jeff's still working on his animal identification.
That's right. Yeah, I need my flashcards. And then you tried Astrobot.
Yeah, that gave me a bit of a heart attack.
Yeah.
That I felt like I was going to have a stroke. A little intense. Like I was going to have a stroke.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
it was just too much. Just like fearful, like anxiety inducing.
Now, craziness. Did any of you guys get outdoors recently?
Out where?
Where?
Outside.
What?
Sun. I mean, like touch grass or touch the ground with your boot.
The goose game, you're in a park and in the game.
I don't think that's what he means.
Oh, okay.
I took my dog, Chester. And I took him to Jones Falls last weekend.
Oh,
nice little walk for the day. It was beautiful. The sun came out for like just the duration of my walk. There wasn't a soul out there, so it was just me and the dog.
How is Chester?
He's doing great. He's
awesome.
At the mind of a 5-year-old. The body, well, he's 13 almost, but like he's in great shape.
What is Chester?
He's whatever was on the corner that night. he is a rescue black lab mix.
Oh,
yeah. He's big and adorable. And he just bashes into everything.
Go for a walk with Chester.
Yeah, so that's all I did is just went for a walk, I got a tattoo, and I questioned life.
That's pretty good. Oh, and I moshed for the first time in like 20 years, like a couple weeks ago. I went down to the Broom Factory for the effed up show.
Did you one up each other?
No.
I went outside when I moshed.
Well, I went to a concert.
Yeah, exactly. You started this.
I got a tattoo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got thrown around by a bunch of big dudes. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Is that why you're walking kind of weird today?
Oh, yeah. I will never be the same.
So you moshed, and it was a good show, though.
It was a great show. There was four bands. It was only like a $30 ticket. It was so good. The Broom Factory, amazing
great
venue.
Place.
We've got some more concerts to talk about after 9, because there's stuff coming up.
Awesome.
So yeah, we'll, you know
let's
what?
Let's do it. Let's play some rock, because I need to dance.
Let's blow some eardrums out.
Yeah, let's dance.
All right, well, this one's a little bit more chill.
I'm just going to dance in my head.
Okay.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
A little more of a chill, rocky folk thing from our friends the Gertrudes. This is to bring along the summer weather. This is called
Wind from the South.
Yeah, right here
on 101.9 CFRC.
Cool air behind. It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Every time. You should be selling old pickup trucks on the side of the side of highway.
This 1954 Ford F-150.
Fenders. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And my name's Vinny.
There we go. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
It's still Wednesday.
We're here to get you through your hump day and get you guys to the weekend.
I've been awake since 4:30 this morning.
That's crazy. What are you doing?
Hockey. Kids hockey.
He's a hockey guy. Well, you know, it'll be fine.
Who signed up for this?
That's right.
Oh, wait, I did.
Hope you guys are all having a great day at CFRC, the place to be since 1922.
So long ago.
But we're here to just rock out with you guys. We just heard Dizzy with Open Up Wide. Before Dizzy, we had Weezer with Suzanne. Before Weezer, we had Tasha Angela with The One. Before Tasha Angela, we had the Gertrudes with Wind from the South. And that brings us to right freaking now, where we get to talk about food. It's the Breakfast Nook portion of the show, where we talk about all things old, all things farm, all things fine.
Old farm, fine foods.
Old farm, fine foods.
So you can hear it on the wind. So typically Jeff likes to treat us, wine us, and dine us, but today he said, you know what? They are way too busy for me.
Yeah.
So you got a lot going on at Old Farm. I know there's a lot. Everybody's hustling and bustling in there, so we dodged it, but what's going on?
Well, because Old Farm does catering, and catering comes back in a big way in the springtime. May is like big conference season in town. So we're getting like big bookings in right now. I think yesterday we had chili. We dropped off like chili for 30 people. We did. We're doing Cobb salads today for another order.
Nice.
We did like it's a big pizza week too.
Mm. Pizza week.
Sounds, lots of pizza.
Sounds good.
And you'll be happy to know that we got our convection oven fixed.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
So what does that mean?
We have an oven again.
Hey. All right.
So or at least a second oven. Yeah.
So now we can make more pizza.
More pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Aaron the pizza cook is listening, you know, don't listen. Now, get to work.
Now, how many pizzas do you think you could? You could probably eat in one sitting.
I could eat an entire one of those pizzas in one sitting. I'd have to go to the hospital and get the procedure done.
And they're very filling.
Yeah. They're hearty.
It's distracting because you're like, oh, look at all this good pizza. And then you're like one piece in, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to like fall over.
Yeah, they're massive. They're pretty good. So you get down to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you. Get down to Old Farm Fine Foods for lunch. Usually there's a mitza and a vegza down around noon.
Okay.
You just want to get yourself that sweet nosh before it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I need to grab me a bottle of chocolate milk.
Yes, absolutely. The chocolate milk from Limestone Organic Creamery bananas, limestone, and gamma creamery.
I love the 7-year cheese.
Yes.
Yes.
The Mapledale 7-year-old cheddar.
So good.
I was eating that last night at home. That's my night cheese.
Of course. Your night cheese?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So I saw this stupid, because the internet's dumb, I saw this stupid video, and there's an event, and I don't know enough about it to try to give you exact details, but like it's somewhere overseas where they throw a wheel of cheese down a hill.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. And all these people just like tumble down.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how these people don't die.
They
like, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure some do.
I seem like it's like,
can you imagine how pricey that massive wheel of cheese would be, though? Like, that'd be an incredible investment.
That'd be like Jake Paul Pokemon card of cheese.
Yes, yeah. That recently sold for, $16 million?
Yeah. Really?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I've been watching those videos.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to understand these boys.
Yeah, I don't know if there is any understanding. I would rather spend that kind of money on cheese. If you were going to chase a cheese down a hill, what would your chase cheese?
Would cheese be?
Yeah.
I think Parmesan cheese.
You would chase a wheel of Parmesan?
Yeah. Good.
Grated on stuff?
Yeah.
What about you?
Manchego. If there was a wheel of Manchego tumbling down a hill, I would hurl myself at it.
Probably. That's a good one. see, the cheese, I really like soft, super soft cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So any soft cheese going down a hill is not going to work out very well.
Well, here's the thing. Logistically, it might, because if it's a hot day out, the soft cheese might melt enough like a flat tire that it would slow down and you could catch it easier.
I could just walk over to it.
Yeah. Because Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you. Old Farm just got in a new type of triple cream brie. They come in individual little wheels. They're from a fromagerie in Quebec. I haven't tried it yet. They look delicious, and they're covered in that sort of black vegetable ash to give it a little bit of oink.
Oink.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like it.
Wow. So I'm thinking we need to have like a cheese and video game.
We need Steve's cheese back. We need Steve back to bring some cheese.
That's why we've been talking about cheese so often.
Yeah,
and then maple syrup is going to be coming soon.
It is the season.
Our Lady Linda at
Lady Linda.
Her sugar shack is going bananas right now out in Tamworth. She said that one day they did like 15 barrels.
Has banana trees.
Yeah, rubber trees. But we can be expecting some maple syrup from Salmon Run Sap House pretty soon. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I think I've had a bottle of that in the past.
It's really good.
You gifted me one, or Linda did. But
and this year, she said that they've got a new bottle where they're basically using whiskey bottles, like a 40 of maple syrup you can get. They're going to print out labels. She showed me a picture, and the picture of all these unlabeled whiskey bottles behind her, like, still.
Yeah.
It looked like they were, like, making moonshine in the woods.
Good. So that's the way it should be. I love this time of year for the, like, I haven't done the Sugar Shack trip in a long time, but I learned one of the most valuable lessons in life.
What's that?
At the Cataract Way Conservation Authority. how to make a proper pancake.
Oh.
When they go there and you watch them, they're always the best. They're always the best pancakes.
That they are.
And
nice and round.
So I'm like, what are they doing? They're crispy on the outside, soft and juicy on the inside with some syrup. But then you watch them. The guy takes like a shovel and just scoops on oil, like the amount of oil they use in this flat. It's crazy, but that's your trick. That's
nice.
The key. Hot and oily.
I love sugar shack season.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I just like sugar.
Yeah, I can try and bring him some syrup next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it up, right. Put that on everything.
Yeah.
And then one last shout out to breakfast. If you get down to Old Farm, get yourself a Nosh Bagel breakfast, Sammy.
Okay.
They're so good. I've been living off of them. Scampi egg, smoked ham, tomato, Nosh Bagel, and some of that old cheddar from Mapledale.
Yeah.
You throw that on the grill, and then you're laughing.
All right. I'm going to laugh then, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty good bagel laugh.
Yeah.
And speaking of bagels, I heard that they're bringing a Kettleman's to Kingston.
What's a Kettleman's?
Kettleman's bagels.
I've like never heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're out in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah?
On Montreal, Ottawa. Yeah.
Yeah, like they're,
I don't know. I'm a Nosh bagels, man.
But I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not all for these. I'm just, they opened a new Wheat Kings location down the street from my house.
Yeah,
so
good
luck with
that.
It's kind of nice to close. And I think I prefer that.
You're going to be living off their baguettes, man.
If you
That's
can't tell.
Dangerous having them so close. Their croissants out of this world. Out of this world.
You know what else is out of this world?
What's that?
The next set.
Hey-o! How's that for Captain Segway? My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
We're going to play some tunes, and then after 9 o'clock, we're going to find some events for you nerds to get up to over the weekend. We got some good stuff. Coming up next, though, some random Korean song that I can't remember the name, but it sure is good.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
On CFRC.
Keep pausing. whisper.
Nobody's gonna go out with me.
Have you asked anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, Intermission.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big event.